We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, we're just past 4 p.m. I hate to keep saying we're down to the balcony for DGS 5 at the Sheldon. It makes it sound like we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. The balcony is, I mean, I'll be honest with you, that's where I would sit. If I were going to see a show, especially the Sheldon, I would sit in the balcony. I just think it's cool. And for whatever reason, they're $20 a piece. The VIPs were $50, and the lower bowl, the orchestra, was $25. Yep. And so you get the same show. You get my stand-up, and you get Nick opening for me, and you get the band doing acoustic Beatles set with Jimmy Griffin. Well, I'm sure we'll be jacking around and talking and kind of storytellers. You get the whole show out for the second hour. There's a bar there. There's a beautiful art gallery. It's really, really going to be a fantastic night, and it's only $20. So go to 971talk.com/DGS Live, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and by my buddy Mike Babcock at Babcock & Associates Insurance over on the East Side.
Anybody that has ever been to the Sheldon would confirm what you just said. I've been there a couple times. We've done a couple of events there. It is the most intimate, medium-sized theater I've ever been in. You can't believe it when you hear that there's 800 seats there, because if you're standing in the theater, because it just doesn't make any sense. Because there really isn't a bad seat in the house. Whether you are in the back row of the balcony or you're in the front row by the stage, it's essentially, the room is so small, and it was just designed so perfectly for acoustics and sight lines and everything else, that there's really not a bad seat in the house. And if you think that we're just selling that to try to sell tickets, find somebody that's been to the Sheldon for any event, ask them, and they'll tell you, I'm sure, the same thing. It's there's no difference. And I'm like you. I'd rather sit in the first few rows of the balcony than be in the back of the floor on the floor.
And you never know what you're going to get May 23rd. But there's every chance that it's going to be a beautiful spring evening. Show starts at the doors, VIPs at 6, doors are at 6:30, so you can get in there and have a few drinks, look around. And the show itself starts at 7:30 p.m. The sun will still be up. There are these enormous stained glass windows. It should be a really, really cool vibe in there. So,
who are you more uncomfortable telling the jokes in front of, Grace Colombo or Christine Colombo? Because they're both going to be there.
Christine's seen it before, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Yeah. Had
loved it.
If I didn't know that, it would be 100% Christine. In fact, I don't know if I knew that she was at the last show. Had I known, I have a way of finding the least entertained person in a... and I would have assumed it was going to be Christine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her laugh?
No.
Neither have I.
Wow.
Except for that night.
Christine is cool. I don't like it when we go on these.
She's just scary.
This narrative.
She's cool. She's just scary.
Yeah. She just doesn't play.
She does not play. That's true.
Play. And she does not suffer fools.
Mm.
At all.
So she loves this show then.
And me.
Yeah, right.
Headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week: get everything you need for Mother's Day at Schnucks. You can order flowers for mom on the Schnucks Rewards app. Well, the big story of the day, speaking of Christine Colombo, the royal family, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, has given birth to a baby boy.
She hates
Meghan and Harry.
As much as she loves...
Oh, that's funny. She loves Kate Middleton.
As much as she loves Kate... And Will's.
Oh, really?
She does not like Meghan Markle.
No, she loves Will and Kate.
What's the issue with the Meghan Markle? Just curious.
Huh?
For her.
She doesn't like her.
Yeah.
She thinks that she's phony. She thinks that she could answer your question very, very clearly. She has reasons why I don't pay that much attention. But yeah, she does not care for Harry and Meghan at all.
Have they named this child yet, Rachel?
I'm sure the baby has a name, but they have not announced it yet. But this is I love the way this article words this. It's the first interracial baby in the British monarchy's recent history.
Ah. Gonna go way back, eh?
It's kind of a loaded sentence there, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
A bartender has been charged after serving an intoxicated mass shooter back in 2017. Lindsey Glass served Spencer Height multiple drinks, even though he was clearly intoxicated, slurring, swerving, got out a knife, spun it around on the bar, and said he was going to take care of some business. Served him anyway. He went out and shot a bunch of people. Now she is facing the consequences.
Which are what?
She's just been charged with a misdemeanor. I think it's more of a principle of the thing than anything else, but...
Oof.
Man, I don't want to derail you from headlines, but I had an Uber passenger over the weekend that was that.
Really?
It was, I've done thousands of drives. This was the worst drive I've ever had. And I can suffer a lot of fools, unlike Christine Colombo. But,
she would not be a good Uber driver.
Yeah, this guy, I was picking him up from, the racetrack, Fairmont. Derby was going on. This guy was totally blasted. He gets in my car. Well, after I drove up and parked there for 5 minutes and he didn't see my car, I was the only person in the parking lot. And he was the only person standing outside the door. He didn't walk up. Left. He re-requested me, came back. It was that guy who was just waving at clouds. Like, he was so drunk. He gets in my car. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go.
Aren't you afraid that he's going to throw up? I mean, besides everything else.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have any kind of... insurance against that?
Yeah.
Like, if they do something, you get
Uber makes you
paid.
Pay a pretty hefty fine.
Yeah, you get a pretty...
Puke.
Oh,
the driver gets
okay.
a pretty good stipend
good.
If they do that.
Good.
But he gets in my car, and he just starts yelling racial slurs. And I'm like, what are you doing? I have no idea what prompted it. And then he's like, take me to my hotel. Wait a minute, no. Take me to White Castle. I'm not getting out of my car unless you take me to White Castle. And I'm like, man... this guy is going to get me killed. He's going to start yelling racial stuff as I pull up. And so I pull up and I tell him, don't say anything. And he doesn't listen. He starts yelling anyway, but he didn't say anything racial. But he's yelling at the drive-thru. So I pull up. It was the worst. And he's like, I'll tip you. And then he didn't.
Oh.
That was kind of the icing on the cake.
That's horrible.
So you get to rate him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put out any warnings, like, at your own risk?
I put as much as I could. And I really am pretty nice to people. Like, if somebody's having a bad day and they're just mean, I don't give them a bad rating. But that guy did. That guy was a mess.
How often do you take people through the drive-thru?
More often than you'd think. You have to drop people off at gas stations, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to do a two-minute ride, but 50% of it's going to be me in the gas station. Like, those are bad drives.
I've never Ubered.
Wow.
Do you get paid by the mile or by the time?
Both, but mainly by the mile.
Okay, so sitting in a drive-thru is
awful. Yeah, it was 15 minutes and I made probably 50 cents.
They just released they did a survey of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and gave the top 10 most annoying things that people do in the car. And just real quick, it's eating food that stinks. Smoking weed or smelling like weed.
Oh, man, that's bad. That's common, too.
Arguing about the route you're taking, slamming the door, being rude, making female drivers uncomfortable, not being ready to go, not tipping, setting the wrong spot as the pickup point, and vaping in the car. Does that sound about right?
Smoking and vaping are the worst. The other ones, that just happens.
Can you just say no smoking in here?
You can, but sometimes somebody gets in your car and they reek so bad that your car smells like it the rest of the night.
Wow.
We need a segment called Uber Confessions.
No doubt.
Okay. I got a ton of them.
With Wiggins.
Do you have a camera in your car?
Ooh, actually, no, I don't think you can, legally. Remember, there was a news story recently that said
But I thought you could for insurance and protection purposes.
Oh, maybe.
You can't
live stream it or something.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
You can't live stream it.
No, I don't, though.
I would have a camera.
Yeah.
All right, my next headline. We didn't talk about this on Friday, I don't think. Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, passed away.
I'm glad you brought that
so
up.
So sad. That's so sad.
They sat on that. The
family
did.
He passed
whoever?
Away on the 30th, and they didn't announce it until, I guess
Thursday
it was
or Friday,
one day.
Maybe?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was.
Oh, maybe the 3rd.
I thought it was like Friday or Saturday that they waited until they released it.
That's very sad.
It is very sad.
IKEA is working on a new meatless meatball. That headline just makes me laugh.
They already have vegan meatballs,
kind of
don't they?
A contradiction. Yeah, I was just at a place this weekend and I noticed a bunch of meatless meatball. I just love that saying. It's a meatless meatball.
It's not a real thing. Soy ball?
Have you guys had the Whopper thing?
I have.
The Impossible Burger. I've had the Impossible sliders from White Castle, but I have not had the Impossible Whopper.
How about this? I bring in real Whoppers and Impossible Whoppers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow?
And we try them.
Leave now.
Yes.
And
please do it Wednesday because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Okay, on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Hey, this is as long as we can accommodate
Wiggins. Yeah, as long as Wiggins is happy.
That's important.
You know, second day on the show, taking the day off.
But, whatever you say to do it, we'll do it.
Can you talk about why you're gone, or is that against the rules?
I'm doing we can talk about it. I'm doing a drug study. Actually, if you want to get into why I'm doing a drug study, that's a longer story.
Okay.
But
is it a better story?
It's very candid. I don't know if it's a good story, but I can be honest with you. But I can't do it in 1 minute.
Okay.
So...
What can you do in 3?
I'm doing a drug study.
What can you do in 1 minute?
Remember, I talked about Superbrain, and that's a real thing, and that's what they're studying me for. That's what I can do in 1 minute. Like, I can give you a bad joke.
Smart.
Like Megamind.
I can give you a recycled joke.
Yeah, they've never seen scores like this.
Right.
Maybe they think you're a really smart monkey.
Maybe. Yeah.
That could be it.
I'm a little bit hairy, except
Uber.
On my head.
Like, someone clearly shaved him, but this is the smartest monkey we've ever seen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. It's about 4:30. DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
So, is this week kind of like last week?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Except the forecasting rule of thumb last week was 6 hours on, 6 hours off. This week, it's more like 12 hours on, 12 hours off.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
So that's... And Tony, just for you, once this gets done, which is coming up... probably by Friday, this wet pattern should be over for a while. We cool down a little bit, and what is that?
It's
just
the blackberry winter.
It is just in time for the blackberry winter,
which always happens in May.
It always happens right around that time frame.
Yes,
and it's when the blackberries bloom, and it's a little cold snap in May. It's not a big cold snap. We're going to stay above freezing, which we expected in the long range that we would have a blackberry winter, but it would not be an extreme blackberry winter.
And blackberry winter is one of the weather terms that you're okay with.
Yes, absolutely. It's also sometimes known as the dogwood winter.
Oh, okay. I like blackberry winter better.
Those are all based on old weather things, old trends. Polar vortex is just a bunch of garbage.
Some new age BS.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So after this week and more rain, I mean, what kind of shape are we going to be in as far as flooding? I mean, it's just terrible right now.
Yeah, it's not 93 levels yet. The rivers, for the most part, have all crested. That's good news. So they're starting to fall back a little bit. The bad news is we're probably looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain between late tonight and Thursday afternoon. And that's a problem. Yeah, we know about the levee breach in St. Charles. There's been one up in Pike County. And what's happening is that the levees, though they're pretty reliable, is that after a long period of time, they just get totally saturated and then they give way. That's what happened in 93. The levees were just inundated with too much water and they couldn't handle it. It kind of gets undercut more than anything else and it makes them fall apart.
So are there things that are worse than 93 going on right now?
No, not at all. Not at all. And so if you weren't here, if people are listening and they weren't here in 93, it was much, much worse.
Okay.
Much worse.
Good. So when does like real spring get here?
Well, we've had some nice temperatures.
No, we definitely have. But I mean, typically in May, like at least my memory is, it doesn't seem like this pinwheel thing where it's
we've had nothing consistent, like nothing.
That's
consistent.
Very true. Very true. We may. I don't want to give away the summer forecast yet because I'm still working on it. But that'll be coming out the week of the 20th, and of course, you guys are the exclusive source,
of course,
of the summer forecast. Yeah. Of course, goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned that the wet pattern and a cooler pattern will take us through the summer.
Ooh.
How's that for a hint?
You know what?
I don't care for it.
I mean, cooler is not necessarily the worst thing it could be.
Right.
As long as it's sunny.
Right. Cooler within reason, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. The summer is mostly
summer cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. As long as it's not raining all the time. Feels
but
like
we'll have a lot
raining.
More detail for you coming up.
Yeah.
Ryan, did you want to talk about your thing? Because you don't have to. It's up to you. You're the one who said it's very candid.
Talk about
so.
Your thing.
Well, he's doing medical testing, and he said the story of why is very candid, but you don't have to tell it. We can move on to something else.
We can. So because I talked about it with Andrew, but it wasn't on air. So the reason that you guys probably hear me clearing my throat a lot is because I have cystic fibrosis. And so that's a weird thing to tell people because most people are like really weirded out by it because you're like, whoa, that's pretty serious.
Is that something you're born with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's genetic.
Okay.
And
what's the one sentence definition of cystic fibrosis?
Thicker mucus. So you just get colds and stuff a lot more. It can be fatal. Mm-hmm. In fact, the life expectancy right now, I think, is about 35, which means I'm older than that. Mm. But it's partially because of these drug studies that I've been doing. The treatments that are coming out for it are just phenomenal. I mean, they're starting to do stuff that's like gene therapy. We're not quite there yet, but they're regulating like cell salt intake now, and that's what some of these drug studies are doing. So that's why I'm fine.
So flesh that out. I mean, like, when did your mom and dad tell you when you were a kid?
I've known my whole life because they found out when I was in the hospital. They thought I had bronchitis when I was born because I was coughing a lot. And it happened to be, so they held me in the hospital. I was born in September of 81. So they held me in the hospital for a few months trying to figure out what was going on. And then the snow of 82 happened. If you are from this area.
The blizzard and of 82.
Yeah.
End of January.
I'm on the, Dave's here. That's perfect. So when that happened, I got stuck in the hospital. And so because I got stuck in the hospital, they're like, well, might as well keep testing this kid. And that's when back then the tests were a lot more rudimentary than they are now, but they did sweat tests and stuff because you have very salty sweat. And so they did some of that and they started to figure out what I had. So I've been treated really well my whole life because they've always known I have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if the life expectancy is 35 now, it was probably less when you were like a teenager. Did anyone tell you that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My parents were really awesome, though. They tried to just treat me as normally as possible, aside from the fact that I had to do a lot of treatment stuff. But it was hard because they got, like, when you're that kid, you get all kinds of, like, make-a-wish type stuff. Because they're like, look, you're not going to survive, so we're going to... Like, I got to do all the cool, go down the ice before the Blues game stuff. Met Al Raboski. I mean, that's the height of coolness, is meeting Al Raboski when you're 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I get to do all the stuff that none of the other kids did. So it was always weird to be like, well, why am I getting to do this stuff? But they tried to sort of treat me as normally as possible. But then, like, in high school, there was one other girl that I went to high school with who had CF. She died. So it's like... At some point, it becomes real.
So is it like cancer that at some point it just metastasizes and becomes terrible? Or could it just be any minute? Like, how does it work typically?
Yeah. It there's no given moment that it happens. But I could tell when I was in my mid-20s that all of a sudden I just had no energy anymore. It's because I'm constantly fighting stuff off.
Wow.
And at that point, I thought, okay, if I'm going to die, I might as well start doing a lot of stuff that I've always wanted to do. And for me, that was comedy. So I started trying to do a lot more like comedic videos and getting involved with like troops in Chicago. And I never moved there, but I did a lot of stuff. And it was really just because I'm like, I want to leave a legacy of some kind. So we'll record something and somebody can see that I was funny someday, even though I won't have any kids. But
so what's your prognosis now?
Now it's amazing because of... those with CF, I have a very rare genotype that only 5% of those with CF have it. So it's a very, very small percentage of people. And it happens to be where the study drugs all are, is right on that 5%. And so from the time they started coming out with these things, I was in the early studies and it was amazing. It was, for me, it was very much a God thing because I was really getting bad and I was ready to resign to like, well, this has been my fate my whole life. I know it. It sucks, but that's the way it is. And then right when that started to happen, I was getting bad. I'd been in the hospital probably 3 times in a year, which for me had never happened before. Yeah. And when that happened, they just started this study, and they started it in St. Louis. They picked several cities, and St. Louis is one of them. And they called me, and then you're not even sure if you're going to be on the drug or on a placebo. It's 50-50 shot after that, and you don't even know. And,
Do you not know even now?
So
my dad did one of those when he was sick, and didn't know if he was getting the drug or the placebo. No,
yeah,
it's.
And so, you know, I got in the study, which is hard enough as it is because you have to qualify for it, even though I've got that rare genotype. So I get into it, and then it's like, okay, 50-50 shot, what's going to happen? And you're in it for like 2 years at that time anyway. This one's real short, but I'm doing it. But the first day I took the pill, I was like, I'm on it. I could tell away. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a miraculous thing for people in the CF population that I've gone and done some speaking engagements and stuff. And man, people are just so excited.
So how much have you improved?
Dramatically. I mean, it's weird because if I compare myself to my early 20s, I'm the same. If I compare myself to like my mid 20s when I was really starting to struggle, then it's completely different.
And what's your everyday big difference?
Being on the radio, it's having to monitor your breathing. It's like you guys are thinking about content. I have to first think about my breathing.
Wow.
And then think about what I'm going to say. So it's weird because that's not everybody. if you're in a different career, you don't have to think about that. But with this, like, I'm constantly hitting my mic, turn it off. On, turn it back on,
right.
Because I'm clearing my throat all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's why you guys hear me do that, and probably you can hear it on air too sometimes.
So I'm sick today.
Yeah.
Typically, do you have to stay away from people who are sick because you're immune? It's immune deficient.
It's just impossible. Like there's no. If I tried to do that, it would not. It wouldn't work. So
okay.
I don't even try.
But when you get like, if you catch my cold, is it 10 times worse because of you already compromised?
Yes, but I'm always on so much medicine that in some ways my immune system is actually stronger than you guys's because it's fought so hard for so long that I think sometimes I get little things and man, it doesn't even touch me because my immune system identifies it and gets rid of it fast.
Wow.
But other times if it does take any sort of root at all, it's going to take me quite a bit longer to get rid of.
So is there, obviously there's a hope. Is there a realistic medical hope with this new stuff that you could live to be 90 years old?
There is. This specific drug, I don't know what... It's so new and there's so few people on it that I don't think they've really made any new projections. Mm-hmm. But with everything that's coming out, I mean, it's amazing to look at just how... And this probably isn't CF-centric. This is probably many different diseases. How many medicines and treatments are coming out concerning life-threatening illnesses right now that we've never had before that are just changing the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew it would come up at some point. I thought it would come up because I'm constantly clearing my throat and you guys would make fun of me.
No, I do it a lot.
I only notice it because you turn your mic off when you do. Like, I don't think anything when someone clears their throat, but you're obviously very cognizant of it and you police yourself.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, wow, he's really good at turning his mic off whenever he does that.
So were you not able to play sports and stuff as a kid?
No, in fact, it's the opposite. I was encouraged to play sports because the more I exercise, the better it is for me. Mm-hmm. And so I played a lot of sports, actually.
Did your mom and dad have to do the beating on your back thing?
Yep. Until now, the technology's changed where you just wear a vest and it just goes...
Wow.
And it just shakes you loose.
Yeah, I grew up with a girl who had CF and she actually passed away just before she turned 24. But she had that I remember going over to her house in like second or third grade and we were playing and everything was normal. And it's like, all right, we've got to stop. She had to put that on.
Yeah. And that for me, when I was little, it was just my parents basically beating on my back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's in your lungs and they beat on it and it physically detaches it.
So
and
then I can cough it up.
Just cough it up.
I think it's mostly, I don't think you can swallow it at that point because it's in your lungs. Yeah. So I cough it up. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Dave. No, it's a fascinating story.
So how much longer will you be doing this study?
So tomorrow is really day one. I did the screening test already, so I know I'm in it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's day one, and it's a long day. And then every day after that's going to be short days, so I'll do in the morning.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll miss time after
tomorrow. So tomorrow's kind of getting your baseline.
Yeah, yep.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what it is. Actually, no, I did that. Tomorrow... I got the baseline done. Tomorrow is the day where they actually give me the drug for the first time. And they're constantly monitoring
it. Obviously, your kids know because you're talking about it here.
Yeah, well, the weird thing about having kids and having a genetic disease is my wife had to get tested for that disease, like get genetically tested.
Yeah.
Because if she was even a carrier,
you guys
then our kids would probably have it. Right. I mean, there's a chance they wouldn't based on the Punnett square, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we now know for sure that all of them are carriers, but none of them have it. Because my wife had two dominant genes. I had two recessive, so they're all carriers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they'll have to get tested with their spouses too. But it's crazy. Now you can do that, and it's almost like you can kind of eradicate it ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can actually like screen for it, but at least you'd know, you know. So
earlier today when I was like, man, I got a cold, and you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling good either.
Dave was like, but I'm the truly sick one.
So far, I've complained to Paul Cook, who had 20 pounds of intestines removed.
Yep.
And Ryan, who has cystic fibrosis.
That's correct.
Yeah, perfect. See who else I can ruin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We ran kind of long on that one, so we just have a few minutes with Jim Talent. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Dave.
Boy, I really hope you can explain stuff because I don't get scared with a capital S very often, but when you go to your favorite website and it's Russia and Iran and Israel and 700 rockets, things are starting to feel a little chaotic.
Yeah, well, it's the Middle East, and it's often chaotic. You know, there's a danger of this pressure being put on Israel from Gaza and then also from the north. And that's one of the reasons that the president recognized Israel's possession of the Golan Heights, which protects them from the north. And now, evidently, we don't know what exactly it is, but evidently the signs that Iran is planning something are increasing. And so the administration is responding by positioning more forces in the region, which is the right move. Now, of course, it would be great if we had the forces in the region in the first place. But you know how that pushes my button, talking about that. We ought to have a carrier in the Gulf at all times, but we're moving one there now.
So do you know any detail? Like I was reading that Israel had secretly kind of slipped us a note in PE class saying that Iran was planning something?
No, you know, I've asked around today, and there aren't even any rumors that I can track down as to what exactly this is. But it's not uncommon for the Israelis to do that sort of thing, and their intelligence is, of course, very good, and we're constantly monitoring signals intelligence. So we don't know exactly what it is. It could be in response to the administration listing the Iranian Guard as a terrorist organization, which it is. One guy I talked to today thought that, well, maybe they're trying to take our attention away from Venezuela, because Maduro's in such bad shape there, and the pressure is really getting to him. So I think there's more we don't know than we do know right now. I will say, Dave, and this may make you feel a little bit better, the Lincoln, which they're shifting, is in the northeastern Med now, and so it has to shift through the Suez Canal. And typically that takes a long time because there's a line waiting to go through it, basically. So this may not be as imminent as Bolton suggested. He may be saying this more to warn off the Iranians than anything else.
And Jim, we just have a couple of minutes here, which is a crying shame, but your reaction to the Mueller report and the fallout with Barr?
I think Bill Barr is doing his job, and Bill Barr is an institution guy, okay? It's funny because I can't imagine he has a lot in common with President Trump, okay, because he's a different era, different kind of guy. But he's very concerned about what's happening or what happened at the top levels of the Bureau and the Department of Justice and maybe other actors in the intelligence community, and he should be concerned. That's the thing about this that has bothered me the most, because those agencies cannot be compromised, because we can't let them be compromised by political motives on this kind of a level. So I think he's going after that, and he should. He's going to try and find out what happened, And I'm really glad he is, and I think he's getting some blowback. He's getting a taste of what the blowback's going to be.
Were you, I think we're all uncomfortable, but was there anything in particular that you were uncomfortable with as far as the president or anyone around him when you read through the report?
Well, I was glad that there was no evidence of collusion. That didn't surprise me. And I was glad that the administration cooperated so fully, really more than one might have expected. It would have been nice if the president had been able to discipline himself not to make the comments that he made and show the anger that he showed. Now, on the other hand, if his effectiveness was being compromised by an investigation that was baseless and it was inhibiting his ability to do the job, I think it would have been kind of unusual if over a two-year period there hadn't been any blow-ups, right? So I get mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. I took its top line findings. It didn't surprise me that there wasn't any collusion, and there wasn't obstruction. I don't think legally there could have been, but factually I think Barr is right. Also,
very good. Dinner to Jim Talent. We appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, man. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.